The pasuk says, "Zechori mot olam binu shnot dor vador shal avicha v'yaged chazekinecha v'yom rulach." So these first words, "Zechori mot olam binu shnot dor vador," every perush takes a different approach over here. For example, the Rashbam says, "Zechori mot olam" means remember the days before you were born, that there was a history. Ramban says it's talking about actually the sheshin mebereshit. Rashi simply says, "Ma asah barishonim sheichisu lefanav." Remember what previous generations did when they made him, what Hashem did when previous generations made him angry. So, binu shnot dor vador, Rashi says, these are two dorot, this is his first perush. Rashi offers two perushim. Number one, dor enosh, sheitzif aleh meokainus, vador mabul, sheshatvam. There was a dor enosh that had their own flood, and then there was a dor mabul, the later dor mabul that had the major flood. So that's binu shnot dor vador. That's the first of Rashi's perushim. But he's not totally satisfied with that. The Siftei Chachamim explained because they could be included in Zechori Mot Olam. They're the generations that annoyed and bothered Hashem. So Davar Acher Lo Natatam Levavchem Al Sha'avar. That's the Zechori Mot Olam. Binu Shnot Dor Vador Lahakir Lahaba. If you weren't paying attention to what happened in the past, think about what's going to happen in the future. Sheyesh Biado Lahetiv Lachem, because Hashem can actually do good things to you. Lahanchil Lachem Yemot Hamashiach Va'Olam Haba. Because he's going to bring to you the Yimot HaShiach and the Olam Haba. The Siftei Chacham over here write that Rashi is not totally satisfied with this perush, because how can we possibly be expected to think about what's going to happen in the future when it hasn't happened yet? So we don't know what it looks like. But either way, this is two of Rashi's perushim over here on this pasuk. Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.